We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You know, it's so good to struggle. It's so good to overcome adversity.
Right.
It grows you as a human being. It grows you as a leader. And like you say, when it's just like the butterfly, when it's a caterpillar and it's coming out of the cocoon, it's got to fight its way out. And if it doesn't fight its way out, the wings aren't strong enough to fly. So, you know, you might have somebody want to cut open the cocoon and relieve the pain and, you know, then and not go through the struggle. And all of a sudden you're not strong enough to fly.
That guy's a gem. You believe that guy that Zazzle doesn't think that guy's a great broadcaster?
Oh.
What a dum-dum.
Bagel boss.
Guy's a star. A star, Mark Richt. So he practice started up yesterday. Heat training camp up at Kaiser University. Big news yesterday. James Johnson has been banished, basically. They banished him.
Well, he's not allowed to be with the team.
Not allowed to be with the team until he's up to conditioning standards.
Do we know?
I don't know if that means he didn't run gassers. I don't know if that means he's too fat.
Can I ask a question? Because you guys were at media day.
Yeah.
And I know you feel odd about playing the interview, but when you sized up James Johnson, did he look good?
For example, you know when a Heat guy's in shape.
Right.
He looks ripped. He didn't look, but James Johnson has that body
it wasn't noticeable like Deion. Like when Deion came to camp, I was like,
because he don't have a fat face.
The other thing too is I was very distracted by the hair. He had like this blonde lion mane going on, and I was like, that's what I was focused on with the interview. Plus, I'm always trying to keep eye contact with him because I'm terrified.
Here's what I saw.
Guy can karate kick me.
It did not look like he was in basketball shape, because you know when a guy gets in basketball shape, he's ripped.
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't really ripped, but he wasn't big, because one of the problems James Johnson had earlier in his career was that he was overweight.
Yeah.
So I didn't find he's always a little, you know,
he's a thick guy.
Right.
But don't we think that with his background and his ability to work out, whatever, like this is not going to be a long term
situation? No, you can't. Here. If you didn't get in shape in the summer, right? And then you come into camp and you got to get in shape. If you can get in shape in 2 weeks, then you're not in shape to start. I mean, you're in shape to start.
Right.
It doesn't happen like that.
No, that's what I find. Hey,
why am I having this conversation with you?
That's the thing I find super odd about it, though, is like all reports where he was working hard. Even Spoelstra said yesterday, it's not like he wasn't working hard.
They always say that, though.
But
stop. You know what? They say that because they want everybody to have the right frame of mind when they view the team.
Mm-hmm.
So whether the coach has seen the guy or not, right? Oh, he's working hard. He's doing this. He's doing that.
Like, look, I'm trying. I'm surprised by it, because I heard that he was working out very hard this summer, even with not from Eric Spoelstra. The other thing is, you know, I do like. I tell you what, if this was Hassan Whiteside on the story, I would be flipping out. I would be going bananas, because you know that dude drives me crazy. And on top of it, he's not in shape. But you know, I like James Johnson. I like the dude. He is a good interview. I do like talking to him. I like when he's been on the show before.
Yes, because he has stories, and it's always nice to talk to somebody that has a different background than the actual sport they play.
Now, I will say, I'm not gonna play the interview, because I feel like it's the reason I don't want to play the interview. It's not that I don't want to play the interview and we're asking him a question after a big news story that has broke. I feel like it's a bad look that I interview a guy who was telling me what great shape he was in an interview, and then I burn him and play an interview where he's now banished from camp.
Yeah, but okay, so there's being in great shape and then there's being in heat shape. So,
he's a captain. That's the thing. That's like, it's not like he doesn't know. He's like one of the guys who's like, this is the jungle.
There has to be some sort of, like, there's got to be part of this that we don't, like, There's got to be an aspect to this that we don't know about there, or some miscommunication between the two sides or something like that. It just seems odd that he would be a guy who works out, who would come to camp not in shape.
Robbie, can you give me Udonis Haslam? Udonis Haslam said that he had a talk with James Johnson about his conditioning and that he hopes he's going to be back soon. Because Udonis is, I mean, like, James Johnson's a captain. Goran Dragic has been a captain, but Udonis is the captain. He's the guy who, you know, is the enforcer. I think he even said, I saw him tell Ethan Skolnick this week that, that people are more afraid of Udonis Haslam than they're afraid of me because I'm sane and Udonis Haslam is crazy. I think
James Johnson was saying that.
Yeah, that's loosely, I think, the quote. But you know, Udonis has been talking this week. He doesn't like the fact that of what he watched last year. And in some ways, it sounds like he kind of had a hand in this. Like, no. Get in shape.
I had a conversation with JJ for about an hour. We all on the same page. He understands what he needs to do. And I love JJ like a brother. Like I told him, you know, it's not easy. It's not easy for any of us. You know, a lot of things that we have to do in order to be great, in order to be a part of this team, in order to be a champion, it's not easy. And this organization is not for everybody. But if you fall in line and do the things that they ask you to do, you can become a champion. So hopefully he'll figure it out and we get him back soon.
Now, the other thing with the interview with James Johnson that I feel bad about.
Yeah.
Well, the opening stuff is about how much we love churros.
Oh, yeah.
He loves churros.
Oh, by the way.
He loves churros.
San Francisco, there's a cart on every corner because the Mexican food is big out there.
Yeah?
Churros everywhere.
Cool.
But I feel bad, like, if it's the day after you get banished from camp and we're saying how much we love churros.
Right.
Because we can all be honest about this. Churros are not heat culture.
Certainly not.
Right?
I would concur.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, if say like this. If Pat Riley caught you eating a churro in his locker room, would he make you go run sprints immediately? Like, if he found out that somebody went out and they are walking and prancing through his hallways in front of Udonis, in front of Alonzo Mourning's weight room, and they're eating a churro.
No, I don't think Pat works like that. I think Pat's...
Oh, you're wrong.
No, I think Pat's you're wrong. Hey, go do whatever you want. If you can't make the conditioning,
no.
You'll be in hell.
No, wrong. Wrong.
You don't think that's how it works?
No. Yeah. No, what I think it works is I think you go do wall sits. That's what I think happens. Hit the headlines, Robbie.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
All right, where do we start? So James Johnson's missing the beginning of heat camp with some sort of lack of making the fitness level that the Heat require. So
secrecy.
We'll
you know the Heat, they're always going to give up all the dirty details about this.
Yeah.
I'm sure we're going to find out everything.
Not.
You're going to find out.
Just in case, those of you that are still into the baseball, despite our Marlins woes.
Do you think the Heat clone everybody's phone?
Oh, yeah.
excuse me. What is this, Chris Quinn? You having a little texty text with Zach Lowe? Chris Quinn's like, no, it's not what it looks like. He just wanted me to come on the podcast.
Is that how Chris Quinn sounds?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a quick cat.
In the playoffs. Maybe Leroy can keep him in the house.
Pat Riley brings in Dan Craig. Text him with Woj, eh?
You think Pat has texted with Woj?
Never.
You don't think so?
Never.
You don't think so?
Never.
All right.
I disagree.
I mean, they didn't like, you know, Alonzo Mourning saying that Bam was going to be hung up in the rafters.
Eric Spoelstra said he didn't like the fact that his extension became news. He's like, he said yesterday, he's like, yeah, I don't normally like the fact that it's got something. I'm like, I'm thinking to myself, everything's news these days. What are you talking about? Coaching deal isn't news.
Very private. Okay, Major League Baseball playoffs, NL wildcard game. Nationals beat the Brewers 4-3. Tonight, AL wildcard between the Rays and the A's. So,
the Moneyball game.
What's that?
The Moneyball game.
Yeah, I guess so. Let's talk Canes for a second. The big news this week, Bubba Bolden. We get him to play safety. It's huge. Let's hear what he had to say.
I think I could provide a lot, you know. I got experience playing. I'm an older guy. I really know the game a lot. You know, I know concepts and stuff like that. So I think I can
do a lot of things, help a lot, and just go from there.
Can he kick? Because I wouldn't mind trying a new Bubba kicking.
Can he block?
Robbie, I feel like you set me up with that cut.
Why? No.
Robbie texts me, thunders into my text, play the Bubba Bowman cut. Come on, play it. You didn't say anything.
Well, when I saw it, I was like, Bubba Bolden, like, what?
I mean, it's a nice story and everything, but, you know.
I thought that would, you know, get him irate because, you know, we, Chad O'Shea and Bubba Bolden, that's the sound of the day.
I'm just like, I'm just waiting throughout the day, and I'm like, this is what we get today? This is the content of South Florida sports? We just started a Heat training camp. James Johnson's been banished, and what are you throwing me? Chad O'Shea telling me how things are positive on an 0-4 team. And on a bye week.
I think we have to corner Glenn when
Bubba
he gets in.
Bolden?
We have to corner Glenn.
Did Manny speak this week? Where's Manny Diaz?
On a boat.
He probably spoke yesterday, no?
Yeah, where's the Manny Diaz sound?
I don't know.
But like, what's going on here? Just find it odd. Call me crazy, but yeah.
Yeah, you usually don't hear from the...
I just find it weird. Bubba Bolden's back. Cool. He's the one who was... He was at school with Brevin Jordan and Tate Martell.
Tate Martell, yeah.
All right. So he's going to get his former guy, get him in shape to be a slot receiver.
Yep, correct.
All right, cool. I can't say I'm excited about this weekend. I don't know when the turning point will be for Canes football for me to be really hopped up about a win. I mean, if you beat Florida State, I'm always going to be happy about that.
I mean, Virginia on a Friday night the following week. Virginia, for the moment, is ranked. So if they beat Virginia, that'll be a good win.
That'll be back. That's like when we can be back.
No. Don't use the B word.
Not the U back. I just said back in our good graces.
We could feel good about a win.
Oh, no.
What?
Got my black card revoked. Suspended. For having a pet rodent. I'm suspending Leroy's black.
I was like, wait a minute. You have a black card, one. And two,
right.
Like, would you buy a yacht? Like, yeah, why was it revoked?
No, he I'm suspending. Like, I'm suspending.
I didn't realize you meant race in black card.
I'm suspending Leroy's black card until further notice. You can't have a pet rodent.
By the way, what happened? There was some sort of racial situation yesterday as we ended the show or after the show. Didn't someone say something to you? Was it Zazzo or Amber when they did the switchover?
What are you doing?
I don't know. I paid them like, man, it's all bleeps and grins. I'm not
minus one.
I don't lose no. I'm not really.
Not for you, Leroy.
No, I know, but I don't like. I don't make nothing of it. I know what it was.
Yep, exactly.
I know what it was. It was with. Young Zazzlo.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, he says.
Yeah, Zazzlo brought one of his boys over. Hey, you like Leroy Horde, right? Yeah, he's black.
I'm like, wow. I said, hey, that don't mean you can put me on your list.
Hold on, I think you're confusing things. The kid didn't say that.
No. Zazzlo's kids don't
Zazzlo
talk.
Said, yeah. Yeah, it's weird.
Remember that moment? I think Dina Lang's kid was in the studio with you guys once, and she had a moment with Leroy.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Also, what do we make of Brandon Marshall thinking that he's going to be a boxer?
I was trying to play video of this yesterday. I couldn't get anything. I want to see what his skills are before I mock him. I don't know.
We've seen it before. We've seen some football players box.
There's been a lot of UFC guys who have done okay with some NFL background. Matt Mitrione comes to mind. Brendan Schaub made kind of the Bills. So they've taken guys with NFL backgrounds
Greg
before.
Greg Hardy.
Remember Herschel Walker?
Oh, yeah, Greg Hardy.
Remember Herschel Walker? Herschel Walker did it.
Yeah, Herschel Walker fought.
Had a couple of fights.
Herschel Walker fought it.
Actually, Alonzo Highsmith, I think, did some
boxing.
Fighting. Boxing, yeah.
Yeah.
Brandon Marshall's 35.
That seems like a kind of old
He's
age.
He's 6'5". The only thing is, like...
He's built like a tarantula.
He's not that big for, like, he's like talking about, like, oh, I'm going to take on Anthony Joshua. I'm going to take on Deontay Wilder.
He's 6'5". How much does he weigh?
Tyson Fury, like.
220, maybe?
What? Sir, what?
Brandon Marshall.
Oh, I thought you said Tyson Fury.
No.
How much does Tyson Fury weigh?
250 after he loses weight?
Brandon Marshall's not going to work out well for
he's
him.
He's also 6'9", Tyson Fury.
Yeah. And he fights like he's quick.
And Deontay Wilder is 6'6", and AJ is like 6'6". Like, he's not going to be like this tremendous physical specimen. That's kind of one of the things with Greg Hardy, like why people think he would work out in the UFC. There's not a lot of UFC guys who are like, oh, my God, this guy's overwhelmingly big, like outside of like Francis Ngannou. So Greg Hardy being like six, like Greg Hardy's, I've been next to Greg Hardy. Dude's massive. He's a big fella.
Right.
And he's bigger than a lot of UFC guys.
But here's the problem. But as soon as he actually fights somebody, he's going to get folded up like a cheap suit.
Yeah. Well, they haven't really put him up against anybody, right, that rough yet. But even that being said, the idea of Greg Hardy being that he has overwhelming physical gifts that other UFC guys do that other UFC guys don't. Brandon Marshall does not.
Right.
Like when it comes to boxing. If you were to tell me Brandon Marshall were going to go to mixed martial arts, I'd almost be like, all right, let's see. Let's see if he can go that route, because he's not going to go into a place. He's a little bit more of a unicorn than if he were to go into boxing, where he's really not.
No, especially now.
Yeah, he's not. Like, these guys are giants.
I mean, Lennox Lewis was the tallest boxer I had ever seen back in the day.
And Lennox was, what, 6'4"?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
It's I don't know, but I'll check video during the break. I want to see what he's got. See if he's got them hands. He is crazy.
That you do need that.
He is crazy.
Man, let me explain something to you.
Mm-hmm.
There's a different level of crazy that gets in that ring.
Yeah.
Right. You could be crazy, but as soon as you get clunked on the head, crazy seems to leave your body.
Anyway, so like,
hey, everybody crazy till they get their ass beat. I'm just telling you that.
So we aren't going to play James Johnson today, but we are going to bring you a couple more Media Day interviews. We're going to play Myers Leonard. I think you guys are going to love this dude. This guy.
You just love him for his voice.
And I told him that. And I told him that, which went marvelous. And we'll also hear from our favorite little point guard, part two, Justice Winslow, because he'd have two point guards, Justice Winslow and Goran Dragic.
As told by Justice Winslow.
That's right. We're back after this. Welcome back, everybody. So Manny Diaz says the Hurricanes are as healthy as they've been all season yesterday.
Right. I don't need them to be as healthy.
I need
Leroy. Them to be good.
They got some bodies coming back, man.
Can they block?
This is an honest question.
We watched the game this week against Virginia Tech, who is horrible.
Yep.
They are bad.
Mm-hmm.
But it's Virginia Tech. And Miami is in no position to make assumptions. Because of the game a couple of weeks ago, you think they just go into this game differently with a different mindset? Because there's certain things you have to do on a football field, regardless of who you are,
right,
to show that you're a better team.
Yeah, and I think that they said that one of the disappointing things about the Central Michigan game is they kind of got fat cat syndrome. That it was a case of
get fat cat syndrome against Bethune? Wait,
I don't know.
By the way, that's your fault.
Why?
Because exactly when I was talking about fourth and one,
yes,
and you talking about 63 nothing, that's fat cat syndrome. You got it.
No, I do not.
You got fat cat syndrome. I don't care about the game.
Get the hell out of here. You don't get to join in on his side now all of a sudden.
You chameleon. Go, hey,
I was on the fourth and one thing.
No, you weren't.
Yes, I was.
Get the hell out of here. Him.
You go, I don't care about the fourth and one, 63 nothing. That's fat cat syndrome.
Because they won 63 to nothing.
It's Bethune.
And guess what? So they didn't take that fourth and one serious, and then the following week, 17-12.
Look, good for you. You have the results on your side. I'm still not. We could talk about this years down the line. I don't even care if Manny Diaz brings up that fourth and one back in the day, which, by the way, the coach took blame for over the players saying it was a terrible
call. You know
what?
Let me explain something to you knuckleheads, especially you.
No, please.
The big one over here.
I'm dying to talk
about
this.
Let me explain something to you. You think the coach sent a perfect play in every time? You think the only way a play is successful is because a coach sends in the perfect play for that situation?
No,
it's because of execution. End of discussion. There are a lot of morons that are coaches, but because the players are so good, he never gets exposed. And you best believe that.
Name names.
So to tell, no, is it? I don't know any names. I'm just telling you.
You have no guts.
But I'm just telling you. Guess what?
You have no guts?
No guts.
Brian Billick.
No guts.
Oh, wow.
No, hold on. Was an excellent offensive mind.
Yep.
But is it easier to be an offensive mind when you got Chris Carter and Randy Moss?
Yeah.
Because guess what? Without Chris Carter and Randy Moss, he went to Baltimore. They couldn't score.
Just ask our favorite friend with the lazy eye and crazy eyes.
You understand what I'm saying? So don't. The coach said that, right? So you would end it there. That's the only reason why a coach would say that. Because you ain't going to keep harping it on with him.
No,
But you best believe when they got into that meeting room.
I'm mad that somebody even asked him about the 4th-and-1.
Okay.
It needed to be asked.
Okay.
It really didn't.
It does.
No, true journalists would ask that question. And as a true journalist, you should know.
There's statements during the course of a game, right? There is no bigger statement in a football game than 4th-and-1. No bigger statement, because it shows you are dominating the line of scrimmage. I don't give a crap what the coach calls. I don't care what the play is. That means it's 4th-and-1. Hey, we sitting in that huddle. Let's go get this.
Okay, so let me just say, let's say in your scenario, somebody makes a 4th-and-1, okay? Then the next play, the quarterback throws a pick 6. How's your line of scrimmage? How's your line of scrimmage? Really? What did it mean?
That's where you went with that?
Yeah, I'm just asking you. Please.
My goodness.
Tell me more. Tell me more about making 4th-and-1. And then all of a sudden, turnover, boop, it goes the other way. Turnover chain.
That's a whole different situation.
Is it? Oh, really?
Wait, let me ask you a question. When Miami's defense is on the field.
So you're giving me the news.
When Miami's defense is on the field.
Right.
And it's 4th-and-1
right.
in that stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And they stop a team on 4th-and-1. Is that not the craziest the stadium gets?
Yes.
Right. Because of the statement that makes.
Except when a pick 6 happens.
Oh, my goodness.
Then the stadium goes crazy.
The 4th-and-1, that was not me. It was a bad call. It was a bad call.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
They got 11.
With the offensive line.
We got 11.
That I, you know.
We going to get
my
this.
My take on me.
Okay. So on me. Really? Why? Did you block? Did you have to block for that play?
You know,
did you run the football?
It's 11 on 11.
Did you have to hand it off? It's 11 on 11.
I find it insulting that he had to take blame on a game where they put up 63 points.
It's Bethune-Cookman, though.
Here's the, like, that's
are we still talking about this?
That's what my point is with you guys. Like, you guys are harping on this. Like, it's a 4th-and-1 against Bethune-Cookman.
It was an
inconsequential.
Outlier. That game is built to make lies.
Let me ask you a question.
It's not built to make lies.
Really?
It's not.
Because fat cat syndrome. Look, football is the most negative reinforced sport there is. So that means that every time you go after a game, I don't care how big the game is, right? I don't care how big the win is,
mm-hmm.
right? A coach will always start the press conference with the things they got to improve on.
Sure.
Right? Unlike any other sport, football is just like that. You know why? Because it's so easy to take something for granted and then you get stomped.
Yeah, but isn't it just a case of talent?
So you're saying, you're telling me that the offensive line
mm-hmm.
for the University of Miami, right,
mm-hmm.
is not better than Bethune-Cookman's defensive line?
Well, they were because they won 63-0.
Oh, jeez.
So you keep doing this on one play. The okay. rest of the plays, they went okay. and scored 63 points.
I promise you,
unanswered.
That 4th-and-1 has told more about this season than any other moment in the year.
I don't disagree.
Because
I don't disagree with that.
Okay.
But this
okay.
is, but this
so
is,
that's why you harp on it.
No.
Because what it says about your offensive unit in that moment says more than
it's
any
so
other
more,
thing that's happened.
It's so more appropriate for you to harp on them giving up back-to-back safeties in a 17-12 slugfest with Central Michigan than it is a 4th-and-1
okay.
and a 63-0 win.
But they gave up 4th-and-1 first.
4th-and-17 against North Carolina. On defense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are appropriate moments. You want to know why? They lost North Carolina. They lost that game. Central Michigan, it's an embarrassment. They got outperformed by Western Michigan against Central Michigan.
You're a new coach with a new scheme, with new everything. You're trying to make a statement. The new Miami.
Well, isn't that more?
Then
okay,
that's
isn't that more on the coach, though, that you allowed your guys to get to fat cat syndrome?
Yeah, I'd say that. Maybe. It could be. You know what I mean? It could be. It really could. But I'm just saying, from outside looking in, right, there are moments in a game that I look at, and this is all football games. 3rd-and-1 after you didn't had a 5, 6, 7 play drive.
Yep.
3rd-and-1. You get stuffed and you're not even in field goal range. That's a statement. That means that, like, yeah, man, you got to get that. You got to get that. Every time, and this is the honest, every time I turn on TV and I'm watching a football game and I see 4th and 1, I get excited. You know what I mean? Because to me, in football, that's like bases loaded, 3-2 count.
Is it?
Yes.
Is it?
Yes.
Really?
Because it makes that much of a statement in football. I'm telling you.
You're telling me 4th and 1 is better than a grand slam?
No, I didn't say that.
No way.
I didn't say. I said the moment.
It was 4 runs.
The moment. All right. Okay.
I mean, it's going to be hard for them not to have fat cats because they didn't play this past weekend and they watched Virginia Tech get slaughtered by Duke.
The bye week was terrible for them last time. They didn't come out great against North Carolina.
Here's what I'll say. Only thing I'm looking for is this. Because the hardest thing for me to figure out with the University of Miami is going into this year, everybody questioned the quarterback.
Yep.
Everybody wondered who the quarterback was going to be.
Yes.
Everybody knew that the quarterback position had to be better.
That's right.
It is.
And they're still worse.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, even with the protection problems, the quarterback has played better. So that takes it back to.
I mean, like, they're not putting up a lot of points. Like, this isn't like he's going out there and lighting people up.
He's not throwing interceptions.
Yeah, this is. He's been a nice caretaker. He didn't put out a video of himself having sex on Snapchat. These are all victories in the recent Canes quarterbacks. Malik Rozier at the end of it was. He looked like he couldn't. He had the yips. Like, he couldn't even come close to nailing a completion.
The other thing
so,
is.
Like, the bar was not very high.
Right, true. The other thing is. Defense, not as good as they were. For whatever reason.
They've choked in a couple spots.
It's not choked. They're not as good. Not as good. Like, you thought those linebackers would take this, you know, this next step, this step to, like, almost as a unit.
I think, I mean, if you were to statistically look at them, their defense has been as good. But if you
really?
Yeah, if you were.
I watch a game, you're going to look at stats against teams that are garbage?
That's what I'm saying. In big moments, they've choked. That's what I'm trying to tell
you. Then that's not better.
I guess.
Statistically. So you're going statistically? We're using the Bethune game again?
No.
Using the North Carolina game?
They got worked by North Carolina on defense.
What was the score of that game?
It was 28-25. I mean, they were up 17.
That's getting worked in college football these days, 28 points?
They were down 17-3 out of the gate.
Mm-hmm.
They were completely deep bomb after deep bomb.
And then what happened the rest of the game, though, when they got back into it?
And they gave up a 4th and 17.
Yes, they gave up a 4th and 17. And they gave up a bomb to Felipe Franks, who's a bum, when they had the lead.
I do this.
I do this. And then they gave him double birds. Yeah, those were bad spots for the defense. Very bad spots.
And both sides committed a ton of penalties this year.
Now, I will say this, that this week I would just like to see, one, establish a line of scrimmage, both offense and defense, because this is going to be a game where we're going to see how much faster Miami is than another team.
What are you establishing, though? It's like the little pig who's building his house out of straw. Like, yeah, you have a house. It ain't made of brick.
Hold on.
That's a point, Robbie. Come on.
Hold on. No. Say it again.
Point.
Wait. For all you texters that go, what the hell is Leroy talking about? Somebody better text in with this one.
Yeah, you said you want to establish something. And I said, it's like the little pigs. You can establish a house, but if it's made of straw, it's going to get blown down. You have a house.
You've been talking to Mark Rick?
What are you talking about?
Cocoon.
You got pig. He made his house out of bricks. He's established himself a home. You have a pig who made his house out of straw. He also established himself a home. But one's made of straw and one's made of brick. You be the judge. So you can establish a line and a line of scrimmage, but what are you establishing? Do the Canes have a line of straw or a line of bricks? What's wrong?
That's deep.
Thank you.
Deep doo-doo.
What are you talking about?
That was garbage.
What are you talking about that's garbage?
I'm about to say, you smoking Jesus lettuce.
We come back. Got to sit down with Justice Winslow at Heat Media Day. We'll bring you that next. K Guys, once again, 7-9 Ticket, the radio home of the Miami Heat, is going to be broadcasting the red, white, and pink scrimmage this Sunday, 4 o'clock at the American Airlines Arena. It's the opening tip for the Heat Help Cure campaign. Join the ticket, the Heat, and help find a cure for cancer. Do it while getting an up-close look at your Heat in their scrimmage. Proceeds benefit cancer research and discovery at Miami Cancer Institute. Join us in our quest to build a world without cancer. Visit heathelpcure.org to learn more. So I was planning to bring you James Johnson today. We had a really good sit-down with him. We are going to play some clips from that, but it feels a little bit weird having an interview with a guy talking about how great his summer was working out after what happened yesterday. So I'm going to bring you Justice Winslow. Got a chance to sit down with Justice Winslow, who obviously has made some noise this offseason, being very vocal about his desire to be the Heat starting point guard. So we sat down with Justice. We talked about that. We talked about everything that happened this summer, basically, other than the James Johnson thing, because I didn't know that was happening. But it's still a fun conversation. Still a lot of great stuff from Winslow. And here's our sit down with him.
Hey, guys.
Hey. It's Do you like the way your voice sounds, Justice?
Yeah, I like it.
That's a good feeling for you?
No, I actually don't like it.
Really?
Yeah.
You're not going to get into any TV work or nothing like that? Like, getting the sound of your own voice, radio, you're not going to join one of the people of doing podcasts or none of that? You don't have thoughts? Thoughts to give to the world?
I would just not listen to it.
Really?
Yeah.
You just want to just do it?
Never really watched, like, specials on me and stuff, no.
What is this thing? Can you give me the sneak peek? What are you and Jimmy Butler working on, man? What is that? What is this behind the scenes photos that are popping up between you two? Come on, give it up, man.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You know, it's all out there these days.
No, I don't know.
Are you guys from like the same part of Texas?
He's from Houston. He's from like the greater Houston area. He doesn't claim it. I claim Houston. He doesn't. He's from like 45 minutes outside like downtown. He's
really?
From Tomball. Yeah, he claims.
So that's not the same thing.
It's like, you're from Miami?
Yes.
Where do you live?
Lake Worth.
Where?
Lake Worth.
Where is that?
What? You don't know about Lake Worth, man?
You know Lake Worth?
Are you crazy?
Like, where is it by?
You know where Boca is?
Yeah.
North of that.
So do you live in Miami? Like, where do you
live? No, Palm Beach. Work in Miami.
What if you lived in Aventura? Would you say Miami?
No.
You would say Aventura?
I don't really want to claim Aventura, but if I have to, although they do have a badass
mall. If you live in, like, Pembroke? What do you, like, where do you say you're from?
I would say Broward. Or Deerfield Beach. Like, when I grew up...
Okay, then I guess he's not from Houston, then.
No. So you're not letting him claim it?
No, that was the first question I asked him when I met him. I said, you from Houston? And he said no. So
he doesn't?
Yeah.
All right.
So I don't want him claiming Houston, though.
I got it. So you need to be from Houston to even claim Houston.
But he's from Houston.
Got it.
Not really, though.
Texas, I mean, like, I went to Texas for a fight. Yeah, for Errol Spence versus Mikey Garcia. It was in Dallas, though.
UFC?
No, it was boxing.
Boxing.
It was boxing. But it was a Jerry's World in Dallas. Like, how much does Texas change as it goes? Because that's a vast place.
It's all pretty country, like 99% country. And then, like, the major cities are, like, the 1% that's, like, developed.
Do you like – I guess I don't want this ended up trashing anything. What do you like about Miami that Houston doesn't offer? I guess is what I should say.
The beach, like Galveston Beach, isn't that nice. Like 45 minutes out of Houston. So the beach. Both cities have great food. Different. Like Houston's more fatty, like you know, seasoned and all that, and fried. Whereas here it's a little bit more Latin and a lot of rice, beans, and seafood, kinda.
Do you get out to the touristy parts of Miami anymore, or like that was done by year one? You were kind of
what's touristy?
I don't know. Like, do you get out to the scenes like Wynwood, South Beach? Like, is that the things that you like? Will you ever entertain that during the year?
I'm not in the scene though. I'll go to South Beach to go to the beach. Mm-hmm. I'm not like at the SLS pool party. I've actually never been to that pool party.
Really?
Yeah.
I heard, is this true or not that you got fined for wanting the point guard job too much? Because Riley said that he fined you $50K and gave half to Goran.
No comment.
Because Goran's looking for his cat. We had Goran in here. He says, if that's the case, I'm looking for my cash.
No comment.
No comment?
Yep.
What if he comes hitting you up, man? He brings those KGB guys from Slovenia.
That's cool.
They're like, hello, Justice.
I'm
going
to bring my Texas Rangers.
What?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But you were comfortable there last year, man. You loved having the ball in your hands, playmaking. Yeah. Did what do you think clicked as far as like is it something that was just a case of opportunity, Or did you really find comfort in it last year?
I mean, that's something that I'm comfortable with for sure, but I think just opportunity met preparation, and the rest was history.
What do you think, like Jimmy was asking this on Friday, like what is a point guard these days anyway? Because all these things are put under weird context. Like, how do you see that as far as what is it about your game that you're the most comfortable and you feel like you're the best player that you can be?
Just my playmaking ability, you know, coming off a pick and roll or coming down in transition, my ability just to attack and make the right play, whether that's, you know, finishing with a layup or floater or throwing a lob or getting a hockey assist, getting the ball moving, just my ability to kind of see plays before they happen and just, you know, facilitate them and initiate them.
So do you feel like there's something that you have to show going into training camp, or do you feel like a lot of it was shown last year and you're just going to be you?
I'm just going to be me. I'm not trying to overdo anything or be something that I'm not. I'm going to do the same things that I did last season, and hopefully some of my skill sets that have improved will come out and show as well. You know, shooting off the dribble more and breaking guys off the dribble. But I'm not trying to do too much, just trying to be me.
Do you feel like a sense of leadership? There's a lot of new blood coming in here, yeah. But you've been here. You're a first-round pick of these guys. You've had a lot of high expectations of yourself for a long time, but – you know, you've been in the league for a while now, and you find your comfort zones and all these things. You're speaking up about them. So from a leadership standpoint, what do you feel now? Like, you know, D-Wade's retired. Yeah. There's not going to be any surprise trades in the middle of it. Do you feel a sense like this can be you one of the figureheads of the franchise?
Yeah, for sure. And it's something that honestly comes super natural and just, you know, first nature to me. It's just being a leader and being vocal and standing up for what's right. You know, if guys are bullshit, practice and saying something about it. So it truly just is who I am, just being vocal and being a leader. So like I said, just be who I am, you know, whether that's point guard, whether that's, you know, playing the wing position, just be who I am. Being comfortable with that, I think, is huge.
So of these new guys, what have you made of sizing everybody up? Because I've been hearing a lot of trash talk has been going on at camps. The workouts have been super early, super intense. What have you made of it?
The new guys they're all hardworking. You know, they all have great competitive nature, but they're all different. I mean, Tyler, Jimmy, Myers, they're all different. So I'm excited just to get on the floor and really start to build that chemistry. But I love the edge they all bring. They're going to fit right in.
What was your reaction this summer to seeing Dwayne Wade and Pat Riley dressed as genies dancing?
That was one for the books, but, like, that's a boat that I want to be on. So
yeah.
I mean, who knows where they were? They're probably somewhere in the Black Sea.
Yeah, I think they were, like, in some French Sea for, like, I think that was, like, the pre-party to Magic Johnson's birthday or something like that.
I mean, to be honest, like, the outfits were pretty cool, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
What's the, like, if you, are you, there's no, what's the crazy, like, costume parties that doesn't cross in the Justice Winslow stratosphere?
That? Nah. I'm probably going to be Dustin from Stranger Things for Halloween.
So. That's your thing? Are you a big Halloween guy?
Nah, I'm a big Stranger Things guy. We play on Halloween in Atlanta, though, and so we're going to fly back here, probably land about 1 a.m. and then hit the streets.
Do you when you are in town for trick-or-treating, do you put the bowl out for kids? Like, do you do the badass candy?
Last year I dressed up as Batman, and I kind of just walked around the neighborhood and gave candy out.
Really?
It was sick. Yeah.
Now, do you do cheap ass candy, or, like, do you go all out because you're NBA player Justice Winslow?
It's you know, Starburst, Skittles. I try not to do chocolate because if they don't eat it, it'll melt. You know what I mean?
That's resourceful.
Yeah.
That's resourceful, man.
And so a lot of this, like, fruity stuff.
Are you still keeping in contact with J. Rich, or is he the enemy now?
Nah, that's my brother. He's the enemy, but that's still my brother.
So, like, will you be doing the thing with the pre-dinners when they're in Philadelphia when he's in town? Yeah. Or is it – because Roddy didn't like that back in the day.
Nah, I'm going to go eat with him for sure. We're going to chop it up, play video games, and then see him the next day on the court, I hate him.
Justice, we appreciate the time, man. We're looking forward to the season. Thank you for spending some time with us.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.